whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. This morning, Pastor Holland continues his message taken from a passage of Scripture known as the Christmas story, which is found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Today on Christmas Eve and tomorrow on Christmas Day, this message of Scripture will be read at gatherings all over the world, in media, in homes, in churches, and even in cemeteries. This passage reminds the reader of the hope that Jesus once fulfilled in coming to earth. And because Jesus is alive forever, it renews hope within the believer that he will return again. Listen now to the conclusion of this message, the story of Christmas.
The reason he went to the shepherds is because they were the lowliest of the lowly. And the reason he came to you and I is because we too were sinners, deserving and destined for hell. But thank God, by His grace, He saved us. Not only that, it's a story of wonder, but it's a story of words. Look, if you would, at verses 9 through 14. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds. The shepherds were afraid. What is this? I've never seen anything like it. God said, That's all right. I've got somebody messaging coming. And they came to manifest the glory of God to the shepherds. A heavenly light surrounds them, and they react in a human, natural way. When you see a light like that, we're startled and we're stunned and oftentimes afraid. But it was a message of peace. He said, Don't be afraid. He said, I bring you good news that will bring great joy. The angel spoke to them as he appeared to them. The reason for the angel's message, it was a message of peace. Settle down. It's all right. Don't get excited. Don't overreact. Everything's going to be all right. It was a message of peace. It's a message of promise. The angel said, My message is a message for all the people. The angel said unto them, Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Amen. I did that all. There you go again. It includes every single one of us in every way possible. The good news of the shepherds is the same message that's given to all that will hear. The Bible said whosoever will hear the word, he needs to hear it and obey it and do what God would have to do. Not only was it a message of peace and a message of promise, but it was a message of power. And I love verse number 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I want you to know today, this is a powerful message. Amen. I tell you, the angel came with a message of peace, a message of promise, a message of power. He, the Savior, was born. The word Savior means to deliver. And Jesus Christ did not come just to be coming and give us a day to celebrate His birth. He came in order that He might deliver us and save us from our sin. Luke 19:10, For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I want you to know He is Christ. He's the Anointed One. He identifies the baby as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. It all began back in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3:15. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The Jews were looking for a man who could deliver them from their enemies and establish an eternal Jewish kingdom. What God sent was a man who would grow up to battle sin and Satan and literally die on the cross. Not only is He Christ, but He is Lord. The word Lord refers to one who possesses sovereign control. This baby was like any other, was unlike any other baby that had ever been born. Boy, we surely enjoy babies, don't we? I think we all like to see the kids when they come over back from the nursery, and they're so precious. And I tell you, my grandbaby is just so precious. I want you to know that. I think you already knew that yours probably is too. And that's wonderful, but I'm going to tell you, there's never a baby ever been born like the Son of God. He came in power and peace and promise to become our Savior, to give us eternal life. Look at verse 11 again. He said, "For unto what you is born." Thank God today He was born. And by the way, you is every one of us. It's personal. The Lord wants the shepherds to know. He's coming to the shepherds, and the message for the shepherd is the message to us. But He said, "For unto you, shepherds, He's born the Savior of the world." The message of the angel still speaks to us today. It's a message we need to hear and to heed. It's a message of good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people. Look at verse 13. "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I was reading and trying to understand. The word multitude doesn't mean 50. Doesn't mean 150. It don't even mean 1,500. But the number goes beyond anything we could ever count or think. It's a vast number of heavenly hosts which stretches from horizon to horizon, singing and praising God and giving glory to Him. Job 38:7, the Bible said they sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. It's a story of wonder. It's a story of words, but it's a story of wisdom. Think about it now. I want you to put yourself in their position and understand where they were with all this. Look at verse 15. "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Now, as far as we know, there was no hesitation. They went to look for this Christ child. But you know, they could have debated the message. They could have sat down after it was all over and all the pomp and circumstance was gone and all the angels had descended away, and they could have sat down, they could have analyzed the message and said, "Well, do you really think we ought to go?" Have you ever been in a situation where you got news of something and, "Well, I don't know whether I need to go or whether I need to stay or what I need to do." You kind of debated and tried to decide, but you know, I don't think they did that. They could have talked and talked and talked some more and still not took any action. But what we find is they responded by faith to go to the Christ child. Number two, they could have rejected the message. And by the way, a lot of people reject the message today. "This is not for us," they said. The message might have been delivered with glory and power, but this message is still unbelievable. It is far-fetched. I mean, how in the world could all this really happen? How could this Savior be born in a manger? "It's not for us." Maybe they thought about it, or I don't really know, but 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." I'm glad they didn't debate it. I'm glad they didn't reject it. I'm glad they didn't make other excuses, which we make all the time. "Well, you know, it's in the middle of the night. We're tired. We're a long way from Bethlehem." Well, those angels just asking too much of us. You know, what do y'all think? Do you think we really need to endanger ourselves by going? But no, they could have, but they didn't. They could have doubted the message. They could have ignored the message that they had just heard. They could have said, "It's not what we've been told." But they said, "Let us go and see if these things are true. Let us now go and see this thing that has come to pass." They responded in pure faith. And could I remind you today, without faith, it's impossible. Please God. If Jesus was born in Bethlehem 1,000 times, He is born, but He's not born within you, you're still eternally lost and on your way to hell. God sent His Son to the world to live a perfect life, to die on the cross for our sins. And He came into this world to save us from our sins. Here's the message Jesus came to give us. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, which that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scripture." You know, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe the message, if you accept the message, you'll go to heaven. Acts 16:31 said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." But if we reject the message, we'll be eternally remain lost in our sins forever. John 8:24, for if you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. The story of Jesus is a wonderful story. It reveals His love to lowly shepherds, but the lowly shepherds relates to us. It ends with Jesus dying on the cross for the sins and being buried and rising again. But the story is a story of a Savior that went to the cross for you and I in order that we might have eternal life. I quoted John 14:1-3 a while ago, but I didn't get to verse 6. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's a story of wonder. It's a story of words. It's a story of wisdom. But in verses 16 through 20, it's a story of worship. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard and wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them. The shepherds believe the message. They make their way to Bethlehem. They search until they find the place the angels had told them about. They see the baby Jesus. Their faith is confirmed. They see. They worshiped Him as they met Him in the stable. And then they worshiped Him by telling others the things that they've seen. I wonder today, have you seen the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you believed on Him as the Savior, the Son of God? The shepherds now are, they've seen, and by faith what they have heard has been verified. It has been sealed and concreted, and they know it to be a fact, and they're ready to return back to their sheep. But as they return, they tell everyone they meet. They spread the message of salvation. Their main theme was reporting which was told them concerning this child. You know, their mission should be our mission. Every individual is important. Did you hear me? Every individual is important. In verse 20, the Bible said, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. What was true of them is true of us as well. The celebration of Christmas is a special time. You know what kind of shepherds, what kept the shepherds going? The only thing that kept them going was hope. And God has promised His people that one day He would send a Messiah. And when that Messiah came, everything would be different. And it was hope that burned in their hearts. Friend, today, I don't know who you are. I don't know what your circumstances are. And I don't know what your relationship is. But I tell you, the most important thing this Christmas is not what somebody gives you or what you give somebody. But friend, to understand Jesus gave it all in order that we might have eternal life.
Wherever you are listening today, we would like to extend you a very Merry Christmas. May you experience God's presence as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.